Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's life treating you? I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell everybody they can tune in to the radio show and hear what we're talking about and the activities that we're putting down. It's the best radio show on the planet. And I'm G Money. And I'm bringing you the entertainment to entertain you for the next hour or so with my radio show. So the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's hot. It's about 100 degrees today. No, not exactly. It's 89 degrees today. And it's working on getting toward 100-degree weather, but it's 89 degrees, and the sun is out, and the skies are blue, and it's beautiful weather in Las Vegas, except nobody's here because the virus has made everybody housebound. Everybody's restricted to their houses. And all the business, all the casinos are locked down, they're shut, and nobody's operating any business in Las Vegas. So don't plan on coming to Vegas anytime soon, because we're trying to fight the virus off of everybody's homes, and all the people in Vegas are trying to fight and keep the epidemic down, so that we don't have many more deaths because of the virus. So right now we only have like 200 people that have been caught the symptoms of the virus, but we've only had about 105 people killed that died because of the virus. So we've had the better situation fighting the virus than a lot of states around the country and a lot of countries around the world. So we're doing really good here in Vegas. So stay away until we get over this epidemic that we're facing in Las Vegas, because we're staying in the house and we're staying away from each other. So we're Vegas strong. That's what we are. We are Vegas strong, and we're living by the rules of the governor. He said, stay inside, stay 6 feet away from each other, and don't go out, and don't go to work. And so people aren't going out, and they're not going to work, and that's the situation that we're in right now in the United States of America, and especially in Las Vegas. So we're doing what we're told, and we are fighting the virus off, very much so. So there's no sports to talk about, because the sp- sports have all been canceled all around the world, and the only news we're talking about is the virus. So everybody is concerned about the virus and how to defeat the virus and how to not get the virus and how to not get sick or get any of the family members sick in their house. So they're staying home and staying away from the people on the street. So if you come to Vegas right now, you're going to see a ghost town. There's nobody out on the street. None of the casinos are open. Everything is locked down. And we're going to wait for a couple of months. Hopefully the heat from the summer weather will kill the virus. Now, don't quote me on it, but I'm thinking that the virus won't be able to survive the hot weather. Because in Vegas, it gets hot. We're in the desert. So it gets to be about 120 degrees out here, and I don't think the virus can survive the heat. So let's hope that I'm right. But don't quote me on it. Just understand that that's what I'm predicting for the hope and the health of people in Las Vegas. We want people to hopefully survive the virus. So that's all I got to say. No sports, no other news to talk about. That's it, and that's all. I'm DJ Papa D. Let's go to a commercial break, and we can be back for more of the radio show in a minute. And then the waitress came. And she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots. And the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. Thank you.
okay? So I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home, and I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser. And they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unifero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So you can tell everybody to tune in to the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. Well, I'd like to introduce another guest that's working on the radio show with us while he's not working in Vegas because the casinos are all locked down and all the shows for all the entertainers are all canceled right now because of the epidemic. The pandemic, the virus that's going around the world, it's causing people to lose their jobs and be laid off of work. So anyway, I want to introduce to the radio show, I want to introduce G Money, the pimp comic. Give him a chance to do a little work while he's waiting for his casino to open up and for him to go back to work on the strip. Well, all right. Thank you very much, G-Money. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to tell a joke or two on your radio show. It's a real interesting radio show. I've been listening, and it sounds like it's a lot of fun. Well, I'm hoping that I can tell a joke or so to help people laugh. So this is the joke. All right, there were three men. They were on the high rise. They were working high rise construction, and they were putting in windows on about the 45th floor of the high rise. And at lunchtime, they took a break, and they sat down on the edge of the building, and the Italian dude said, "Man, if I have another lasagna for lunch, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to throw myself off the building, and I'm going to kill myself." And he looked at his lunch, and it was a lasagna. So he threw himself off the building and killed himself. And then the Mexican dude looked at his lunch. He said, "Man, if I got burritos and tacos again for lunch, I'm going to throw myself off the building, and I'm going to kill myself." And he looked in his lunch, and he had tacos and burritos, and he threw himself off the building. And then the Polish dude said, "Well, if I have a Polish in my lunch, I'm going to throw myself off the building, and I'm going to kill myself." And he looked in his lunch, and he had a Polish sausage. So he threw himself off the building. So since all three of them worked together, and all three of them died together, all three of them were at the funeral together. And their wives were crying and saying, "Oh, I can't believe that my husband is dead. Oh, I miss my husband." And the Italian wife was saying, "I miss my husband, but I can't believe he killed himself over his lunch. All he had to do was tell me he wanted something different, and I would have fixed him something different. Oh, but I can't believe he killed himself over his lunch. Oh, my husband. I miss my husband." And the Mexican wife was crying, and she said, "I miss my husband. I can't believe he killed himself over his lunch. All he had to do is tell me he wanted something else for lunch, and I would have fixed him something else. He didn't have to kill himself. Oh, my God, I miss my husband so much." And the Polish wife was standing there, and she said, "Yeah, my husband was a little stupid, but he was a good husband, and he was a good father to my kids. I'm really going to miss him, but I just can't understand why he killed himself." And the other two looked at her and said, "Well, aren't you unhappy that he killed himself over his lunch?" And she said, "Oh, no, don't look at me. He fixed his own lunch." Yep, that's a good one for the book. That's it. So thank you for letting me participate in your radio show, G-Money. I appreciate it very much. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I can put it down, girls. Come on now. All right, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. So tell everybody, and I'll see you on the strip as soon as we open up and I can go back to work. All right, DJ Papa D, let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit, and I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100, so it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating. because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana. So they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
House was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and we could he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So we want you to tell everybody you know to tune in to the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. I have some music I'd like to introduce you to, and I'm running for president, and I want you to donate money to my campaign fund. So I have a web address, G Money for President in 2020. That's the website you look for, and you can donate money to my presidential campaign, because I'm running for president in 2020. So just put your money on my books, and that'll help me with my campaign. But I want to let you know that I have some music that I want you to buy on the internet. If you go to storytimewithgmoney.com, you can buy my albums, my songs. They're $1 a piece for sale on the internet, storytimewithgmoney.com. And they're $1. I got 12 songs on the internet, so you can buy the songs for $1 a piece. And if you go to storytimewithgmoney.com, not only will you hear the songs, but you can buy comedy albums. I have 17 comedy albums on sale on the internet for you to buy the comedy albums. And the comedy albums are $9 each. And they have like an hour and 20 minutes worth of stories on the comedy album. Some stories you'll laugh at, some stories you'll cry about, some stories you will think are just crazy. But they're entertaining for the whole family. So if you buy the comedy albums, you can sit up in your house and listen to the stories that will entertain your whole family. It's good for the kids and it's good for the adults. So tell everybody to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and listen to the music and pick up a couple of comedy albums, because all of the money you spend will help G Money with his campaign for to be president in 2020. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, I want to know if you can load up a song for me. I'm interested in playing Candy. And if you can put that song on for the listening audience, I think they will like that song. And if you put the intro to the song, then I don't have to do a lot of talking. I can let them listen to the intro, and then we can get right into the song. It's called Candy, and it has pictures of girls in it, because we're talking about the girls. DJ Papa D, when you're ready, start the song. And we'll be back for more of the show after the song goes off.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, nope. We're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice. And I said, Ice. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. It says, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no. We're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling.
It's a candy.
And he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street.
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked, and I said, what do you mean? they all got dresses on, he said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a tender.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said the bums with the knock in their neck are not women.
It's a tender.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh my God. And I was like checking them out.
It's a tender.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a tender.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might just pop. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking, and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving, so we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C., to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG
at Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, I got a story for you today. If you're interested in listening to a real good story, so DJ Papa D, play the story that we have lined up to entertain the audience with today. It's story time on Gregory's Story.
I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. Is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol. And a girlfriend of mine, she saw me down at the pool, and she invited me up to her house to have a drink with her. So I went up to the house, and it was her and her niece and her uncle. So we went up, and we were drinking, and I went into the kitchen to get a refill on my drink. And I caught the niece, she was 12 years old, she was in there taking swigs from the bottle. We were drinking brandy, and she was turning the bottle up, taking swallows of the brandy. And every time her father sends her into the kitchen to refill his drink, she's taking shots out the bottle. So anyway, we sat up and we drank, and I guess I got kind of drunk. I was feeling really good. But I rented a Corvette for the prom. So the next day, I'm at my friend's house, and we're drinking, and I leave to go to the basketball game, because Magic Johnson had given me tickets to the Lakers game. The Lakers were playing in the playoffs, and I had gotten tickets to the game. I drove to the Fabulous Forum in Inglewood for the Lakers game. And I must have been kind of drunk, because my friend said I took off out the parking lot racing really fast. And if they had known that I was going someplace other than to my house, they said they would have stopped me. But I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving. And I'm driving a Vet, so I'm punching it, because the Vet can roll. And I drive and I go to the Fabulous Forum, and we watch the Lakers game, and the Lakers win. And so we go in the locker room, and I'm drinking. I got a 22-ounce cup that I've been drinking beer during the game, okay? So I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. So I was driving on the fast lane. I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel. I bounced off of the center divider, and I went all the way across 5 lanes on the freeway to the right side of the freeway. And if they didn't have a 10-foot brick wall up on the other side of the freeway, I would have went off the freeway down into the traffic on the street. But because they had this 10-foot brick wall, I hit the wall and I stopped. But the car smashed up, and then the car caught fire. Emergency services showed up almost immediately, and they had to cut me out of the car, and they put me in the ambulance, and they took me to the hospital. I woke up the next morning, and I didn't know where I was, so I woke up, and I tried to sit up, and all the bells and the whistles went off, and the doctor and the nurses ran into my room, and they said, hold on, wait, don't move. We have to check to see if you have any broken bones, because when you came into the hospital, you were unconscious. So I said, oh, okay. So I waited for them to check me out. I had a neck brace on and everything, and they checked me, and they said, okay, you're all right. You don't have any broken bones. You got a sprained wrist, and you're going to need some stitches in your hand. But other than that, you're all right. You don't have any broken bones or anything, so you're okay. So they checked me out, and they released me. So I went home, and I went to the impound yard to get my vet, and I saw it was all smashed up, and I was like, my God, I was in that? And I went home, and I ended up going to sleep. And then I got a notice in the mail that said that I got a DUI. And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI? So I ended up going to court, and the judge said that I was guilty of driving drunk in public, and he gave me 7 days in jail for being drunk in public. But I told him I can't go to jail right now. I'm a school teacher, and I got to do the grades for my class at the end of the year. So the judge said, okay, you don't have to go to jail right now. Once you finish your school year with your students, then you go and turn yourself in. and be here 7 days. And I said, okay, fine, I will do that. That's the end of my story. Thank you for listening to Gregory's Stories.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on,
man. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-G money.
Come on now.
I'm G money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
So we jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum. And then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit. Lost. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right, I'm looking for people to assist me and putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer. And he will make sure I get the message. And I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So I have the funniest radio show on the planet. So listen to G Money as I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, it's about the clock on the wall says it's all. It's time for us to shut the show down. But I want to play one last song for you. This is the second song that I did when I became a musical artist. This is my second song. It'll be song number 2 on the album. So the album is StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. And the song is I'm G Money. So DJ.
And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. So you need to come check me out. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I close the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got 4 kids, and your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams. And he had about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than ears. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You wanna see with a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. Pimp. baby. If I can take you, baby. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. OG Money. OG Money. OG Money. Come on now. OG Money. The bill's coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. OG Money. The bill's coming. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money. If I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire.
Good Lord.
I can put it down, girl.
Damn, girl. Yep, ladies and gentlemen, the clock on the wall says that's all. I hope you enjoyed today's radio show, because it's been a real blast. I'm really happy to be entertaining you now that you have nothing to do but sit at home and listen to the radio show. So tell all your friends and your associates at work to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. Because I am G Money. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I'm G Money, the teacher from the street. I'm G Money. So I'm appreciating you guys listening to the radio show and being my guest on the air. So it's time for me to move and go somewhere. So I'm getting out of the air chair and going about my business, because I got other people to see and other places to go. And I got to be there. So I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for supporting the radio show on social media. He's letting everybody know around the world that I'm on the air. And I'm on the air Monday, Tuesday, Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. And I want to thank my engineer, DJ Papa D, for playing the music and playing the comedy spots and hooking up my story for the entertainment of the crowd. Because it's always a pleasure doing business with you, little brother. It's a great world that we live in, and I'm happy to be here. So thank you, everybody. It's a pleasure. I'll see you on Thursday, because we have tomorrow off. So we'll be on the air on Thursday from 3 to 4 o'clock. So I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Peace. Good night. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.